From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A transatlantic row breaks out over cash for political access at the WTO's end-of-year meeting. The first hurricane of the season, we take a look at the lessons learnt in the Caribbean from Hurricane Mitch. And the British press and public agree that it's rest in peace, English cricket.
I know where we've reached. Rock bottom.
I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The organisers say it's sponsorship. Their critics say it's allowing big business access to the world's main trading nations. A row has broken out over a decision to let businessmen help foot the bill for the upcoming World Trade Organization ministerial meeting, which takes place late November, early December in Seattle. The Seattle organisers include public and private sector representatives, including Microsoft chairman Bill Gates. They've gone after different levels of sponsorship to cover the estimated $9.2 million bill. So is it buying access or having a presence around leaders from the WTO's 34 member countries? That's the question I put to Patricia Davis, one of the members of the Seattle Host Committee responsible for organizing the meeting.
No, not at all. What you do is contribute from $5,000 to $250,000